Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. Goodness, let's turn that down. Good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, the sheer definition of chutzpah is to murder your parents and then throw yourself on the mercy of the court because you are an orphan. And, well, because, you know, yesterday our president established a new definition for hypocrisy. He attended something called the National Vigil for All Victims of Gun Violence last night at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. It's an annual event put on by Newtown Action Alliance Fund, a gun control advocacy operation. Whatever the ostensible purpose, the vigil is designed to put pressure on lawmakers to further limit your Second Amendment rights through passage of more restrictive gun control laws. Now, Biden became the first president to attend the vigil and actually used the opportunity once again to call for another assault weapons ban, as he calls them, and a limit on magazine capacity, using all of the rhetorical skills, precision, and command of the facts for which he's become so well known. And I quote El Presidente here, and not to besmirch my colleague Lee Rogers, I call him that when I'm filling in at WORD. But he said, even as our work continues to limit the number of bullets that can be in a cartridge, the type of weapon that can be purchased and sold, the attempt to ban assault weapons, a whole range of things that are just common sense, just simple common sense. But you know, we did it before. You may remember, in the 90s we did it with the help of the very people in here, led by Speaker Pelosi in the House and many others. And we did it, and guess what? It worked. The number of violent mass murders reduced were significant. A lot of people's lives were saved, you know. And we can do it again. His attendance brought praise from all of the usual suspects, like Fred Gutenberg. He tweeted, I've been attending the gun violence vigil in Washington, D.C. since Jamie was murdered. It's been a yearly vigil hosted by At Newtown Action since the Sandy Hook shooting. No president has ever attended. However, tonight, At POTUS, At Joe Biden will be speaking there. Truly amazing. Another thing that's truly amazing is the coincidence of the Washington Post publishing this tongue bath of Michael Bloomberg's favorite sock puppet, Shannon Watts, the next morning. What are the odds of that one? And then today, the White House made news announcing another big win for the administration because they reached an agreement with the gangsters who run Russia to release WNBA player Brittney Griner. Now, Griner, if you haven't been paying attention, was sentenced to 9 years in jail for drug possession after she inadvertently brought cannabis vaping cartridges with her on a trip to Moscow in February. The Biden administration vowed to work tirelessly to get her out. And what that meant in practice was that they enlisted the help of Saudi Arabia to broker a deal to spring the basketball star. And this, of course, is the same Saudi Arabia that Biden vowed to make an international pariah during his 2020 campaign. And we get this from the Daily Mail on Twitter. Saudi Crown Prince broker deal to swap WNBA star Brittney Griner for Merchant of Death arms dealer. And we get this. The deal was brokered with Vladimir Putin, responsible for the genocide in Ukraine, and with the help of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, just 48 hours after the U.S. dropped a lawsuit holding him responsible for the murder of Saudi dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Again, just another amazing coincidence. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. What did Biden give up to spring Griner? He agreed to release someone named Victor Bout, one of the worst humans on the planet. Bout is a Russian arms dealer, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, who sold guns to bad actors all over the world, primarily in Africa, as well as to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. According to the AP, he was serving a 25-year sentence on charges that he conspired to sell tens of millions of dollars in weapons the U.S. officials said were to be used against Americans. Biden issued an executive grant of clemency to free him from a federal prison in Illinois to effect the prison swap. And meanwhile, another American, Paul Whelan, an ex-Marine, is still rotting in a Russian penal colony on charges of espionage. His case apparently wasn't as much of a priority for the Biden White House as springing a prominent basketball player. So, to sum up, the president made a show of his attendance at a gun violence vigil last night that was drenched in politics. He made an ostentatious display of the sympathy, care, and concern he feels for the survivors of gun violence, and he used the event to call, yet again, for a ban on some of the most popular firearms in the country. He dearly wants the outlaw, or to outlaw again, a subset of guns that were used in a tiny fraction of crimes committed in this country and whose ban 30 years ago was an utter nothing burger. Yet, as he was delivering his comments last night, demonizing legally owned guns and quoting scripture about the light not being overcome by darkness, he was at that very moment releasing an illegal international arms dealer whose business helped to kill hundreds of thousands of people, Americans included. Given the weapons that Bout sold to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, it's reasonable to guess the arms he trafficked to America's enemies killed more Americans than all of the lawfully owned AR-15s and AKs here today ever have. And let's also remember that Biden moved heaven and earth to free a woman convicted of cannabis possession, while his own Drug Enforcement Agency continues to list it as a Schedule I prohibited substance. One that can and has been used to take away your gun rights if you run afoul of the law here. This business of politics and politicians, whatever their party is, kissing babies and lying on the campaign stump and, you know, urinating on your leg while claiming it's raining on you and promising to do something about the weather. There are probably more nakedly cynical and hypocritical instances of elected officials doing what they do, but it's difficult to think of one that comes close as this particularly disgusting incident does. And as far as I'm concerned, at this particular moment, this administration is dead to me. This is the most blatant hypocrisy I've ever seen in my life. We're going to let loose a gun dealer while going after people who own guns legally in the United States. We're going to go after an internet. We're going to let go of. We're not only going to let him go, we're going to grant him clemency. So, this was the deal that was brokered by the Saudi prince. This is what you. Well, you know, how did that go? How did that discussion go? Hey, Joe, listen, I know that you want to spring Britney. And there was. I saw a picture of one of Griner's relatives sitting in a room with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and whoever, I can't ever remember the Secretary of State's name, but I recognize his picture. They're all sitting there beaming on a speakerphone call with Brittany Griner while America burns, while we're literally, well, not literally burning, but That was in 2020 and 2021. We were literally burning. We're not burning right now. We're just rotting. This takes the cake as far as I'm concerned. I have said many times that I regret my military service to this country. Never more so than yesterday and today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We got a weird thing going on right now at Capitol Hill. It's almost like they're trying to do a Jedi mind trick on you, the American people. You have a strange group of political bedfellows on Capitol Hill. They're working overtime to get a bizarre bill to Biden's desk before the current session of Congress expires. This would let you decide to make yourself a voluntary prohibited person. So, once you made that declaration, you would never be able to purchase or possess a firearm, again, under federal law. It was approved on party lines by the House Judiciary Committee, though it's attracted the support of a handful of Republicans in the House, including co-sponsors John Curtis of Utah and Colorado's Ken Buck. Now, there are some questions about how the gun bill, how this bill might conflict with the existing language of the Gun Control Act of 1968, but that's not the only objection going on right now. Do we really, I mean, Jim Jordan, he's going to be he's the ranking member now. He will be the incoming member, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He said, do we really need a federal statute to permit a person to volunteer to give up their fundamental liberty? That's what this bill does. Mental health is important. We all understand that, especially as it relates to suicide. But this, I mean, really? This is what we're going to do? He also said, I think this, again, is just another attack from the Democrats on the Second Amendment. Representative Tom Massey added that he's also worried that this bill might turn people into criminals if they give a firearm as a gift to someone who's on the list. During committee debate, Democrats said that it is not the intent of the law and indicated an openness to fixing it later, but Republicans said that the uncertainty on this issue is another reason not to support this bill. Now, I'm all in favor. I'm just all kinds of in favor of addressing and trying to reduce suicide. I mean, suicide, it's sad for the person committing it, and it's horrible for the people that are left over. Because all that ever does with the people who are left over is it just makes them ask themselves questions for the rest of their days. Because I do not honestly believe anybody ever forgets anybody that has been a part of their life. So I'm all about that. But this is not the way to do it. And what it's basically doing here is it allows some lawmakers to claim that they're doing something rather than address the real crisis in our country's mental health system. This will actually do more harm than good. Making yourself a prohibited person from buying a gun doesn't keep you from committing suicide. Suicide is there's lots of ways to do that, unfortunately. And similar do-not-sell laws have been approved in recent years in Washington, Utah, and Virginia. And there's not a lot of data about this to examine yet. The information that is available suggests the laws had very little impact. The Preventing Suicide Through Voluntary Firearm Purchase Delay Act mirrors an already existing Utah law that allows individuals to voluntarily restrict themselves from purchasing and possessing a firearm. But according to Jacob Dunn, manager of the Utah Bureau of Criminal Identification, only 5 people in Utah have utilized the program since it was implemented in May of 2021. While that number may seem small, Representative Steve Eliason, Republican, who passed the Utah law, said maybe it saved 5 people's lives. He added he is encouraged to hear anyone was taking advantage of it. Maybe it did. I doubt it, but you never know. I do know that Eliason's law does jack squat to address the issues with Utah's mental health network, which are not only impacting the ability for people with suicidal ideation to get help, but they're even gumming up court cases and delaying justice for the victims of violent crimes. Now, then we come to the case of Dennis Raleigh Gwyther. He's been gone since May of 2019. He was shot and killed while driving from Salt Lake to Idaho on Interstate 84. Now, prosecutors in Box Elder County charged 48 Jonathan Mendoza Yana with murder and filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. But that was held up because there was some uncertainty surrounding Yana's mental state. He was found incompetent to stand trial and ordered to undergo treatment at Utah State Hospital in an effort to restore his competency. And over time, and as he has, attended competency review hearings typically scheduled 6 months apart, his understanding of the SWIFT term justice, or SWIFT justice, has changed. SWIFT is a matter of years. This is the family members talking, not a matter of months or weeks. And this year, three competency hearings in the case were either canceled or continued due to delays in evaluation reports. The reports were either not yet finished or were not filed with the courts in time to review before the hearings. Staffing is the number one challenge facing Utah State Hospital in Provo, according to Superintendent Dallas Earnshaw. They're not just turning in their homework, they're turning in extra work constantly, and so being behind is not a symptom of not caring. According to data provided by Earnshaw, while staffing shortages are an issue, the workload has simultaneously increased. They've seen a 22% increase in referrals from the courts for mental health evaluation since fiscal year 2020. They have had a hard time contracting, hiring, and retaining qualified evaluators. And Earnshaw says we're not alone on this one. This is something that's impacted healthcare across the country. So addressing these problems is neither simple or cheap. And many politicians have chosen to adopt soundbite solutions instead, focusing on the gun instead of the person in crisis and declaring the problem solved when they can't legally get a hold of one, either through the use of a red flag gun seizure order or the rare circumstance of someone prohibiting themselves from possessing a firearm. This is actually what this particular law, what it's doing is it's actually making the presumption that somebody who's in the middle of a mental health care crisis is going to be cognizant of the fact that they need to, any moment now I might decide to kill myself, and what I need to do is make sure that I can't. So, I've never been in that dark place before, so I don't know what that feels like. But it's a stupid premise to operate under. And this may be legal, but even if that's the case, that doesn't make it effective. There are already truly voluntary and great programs that work out, like Hold My Guns, that works with instructors and ranges and gun stores to provide a place for you to store your firearms for up to a year if you need to temporarily remove them from your home. But you don't become part of a do not sell list anymore by doing that. That's actually something that gives you a little breathing room. Doing something is not enough for this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say that more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed 6 co-workers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. 2 lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried confirmed that in a series of tweets. He vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I was just talking about this stupid law that they're pushing in Congress to allow you to voluntarily give up your guns if you're thinking about suicide. Now, and what is got to be, when I open the show with how aghast I am at the new levels of hypocrisy that Democrats seem to be going to. Here's another tier to that one. You see, a Canadian fashion company published an ad last month that had nothing to do with fashion. And at the end of the ad, it turned out that the star, 37-year-old Canadian Jennifer Hatch, is dead. In the 30-second montage of her final days, she says, last breaths are sacred. Even though as I seek help to end my life. With all the pain and in these final moments, there's still so much beauty. Make it out like this is some sort of a lucid dream. According to the National Post, a Canadian newspaper popular west of Ontario, Hatch was terminally diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a rare and painful condition that compromises connective tissues. She turned to medical assistance in dying, MAID, or MAID, after she failed to secure medical assistance in living. She told CTV under a pseudonym last year, I feel like I'm falling through the cracks, so I'm not able to access health care. Am I then able to access death care? And that's what led me to look into MAID. It is far easier to let go than to keep fighting. Canada is now expanding eligibility for assisted suicide with corporate support. Sheila Gunn Reid, the editor-in-chief of the Canadian newspaper Rebel News, outlined on Fox News last month how Canada has been making it easier to kill people. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government, she said, removed the 10-day wait time between requests for medically assisted death and execution. So, if you want to kill yourself, it's okay not to wait to have that cooling off period and maybe come back to your senses prior to killing yourself. But in other states, here in the United States, they have a 10-day waiting period to give you a cooling off period so that you're not buying a gun to ostensibly just go off and kill somebody right away. Am I the only one catching the irony on this? According to Reed, you don't have to do it in writing. You can just ask the state to kill you. And when we say medical assistance in suicide, don't think for a second that means doctors participating in this. It doesn't have to be your doctor. It can just be a medical professional. That might be a nurse that is seeing you today for the first time, or even a pharmacist. The person counting out your pills can kill you legally. This summer, the Canadian government reported that more than 10,000 people died by assisted suicide in 2021. Next year, lawmakers are expanding eligibility for assisted suicide to the mentally ill. When the government legalized euthanasia in 2016, it was open only to patients with terminal conditions over 18 years old. Peter Simmons, the company CEO behind the All Is Beauty campaign, said the company's ad was about glorifying life and hope and optimism. Right. It was a promotion for people to kill themselves. Opening with the most beautiful exit and promoted in a nation whose leaders want to make it easier to die. None of Hatch's efforts to procure treatment were reflected in the corporate ad glorying her death. Hatch didn't have to be put down like some dog with a tumor. She just couldn't find proper care in Canada's system of medicine, where socialism has turned health care into death care. According to the National Post, Hatch's case fits into an ever-expanding constellation of Canadians who want to live, but apply for medical-assisted death out of desperation after failed attempts to seek appropriate care. Last year, BC woman Donna Duncan was able to swiftly receive approval for assisted suicide in an Abbotsford hospital after years of unsuccessful attempts to find treatment for chronic mental health issues. The Post described Duncan's family as blindsided by the hospital's decision to kill her. In several more egregious cases, Canadians have even been offered MAID in lieu of proper medical treatment. Case in point, Canadian lawmakers heard about 5 separate cases of veterans offered MAID instead of treatment for mental health issues ranging from depression to PTSD. Now, the topic of assisted suicide is never an easy one, and not all Democrats advocate for it, but the pendulum is swinging from mere legalization to promotion of medically assisted death, where sick patients who want to live but struggle to acquire the proper care end up pressured to let hospitals kill them instead. And make no mistake, Canada's approach to assisted suicide is coming here. Last year, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that relaxed restrictions for doctors to kill their patients. Individuals who agree to MAID can now be put down after 48 hours instead of 15 days. Endorsed predominantly by Democrats, much like abortion up until birth, euthanasia has been legalized in Oregon, D.C., Hawaii, Washington, Maine, Colorado, New Jersey, and Vermont. There's even a growing movement on the left to participate in voluntary human extinction, which is contributing to low birth rates today. President Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, who was also the architect of Obamacare, has argued for years that Americans should die by 75. I mean, he's 65 now. I hope he enjoys his 10 remaining years. So the way this is moving and the way this is beginning to look, instead of giving you health care, which seems to be, you know, they wanted to be in charge of health care. So we allowed things to happen. Well, some of us didn't. But we now have Obamacare. And we have the government still trying to meddle in it every time they turn around. And so we gave them charge of that. Now, in some cases, they can now decide that you don't get the health care. We're not going to give you the health care. And then you can either live with the pain, live with the slow, creeping, coming at you, slow death, or you can go to them and say, okay, I've thought about this, and I would rather be dead than put up with this kind of nonsense. And 2 days later, you're done in California. Now, contrast that, if you will, with what you have to do in California to buy a gun. If you buy a gun in California, and they some of this would be under the guise of preventing suicide, right? You got to wait 10 days to get your gun because we're afraid you're going to kill yourself. That's part of the message they're sending. We're afraid you're going to kill yourself or kill somebody else. So you got to wait 10 days to get your gun. Now, for somebody like Elliot Rogers, who was going to go on a rampage, he didn't mind waiting 10 days. That was fine. And for somebody that's really intent on committing suicide, if they commit it today or 10 days later, what do they care? But at the same time, if you decide that you want to commit suicide and you're willing to allow your pharmacist at CVS to kill you, then you can do it in 2 days. No need to wait. Have at it. This is really dangerous on a very, I mean, when you start talking existential threat, look at this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Joe Biden is just, he's just never going to let this lay. I mean, as long as he's president, he's going to be stumping for a assault weapons ban and a large capacity magazine ban. And once again, and you know, the double standard. See, if they can all, what they try to do is they try to get these studies coming out where they say, well, of course, more Americans are for gun control and this, that, and the other. And as if rights, as if the Bill of Rights can be surveyed away. And then when a survey comes out, which I've seen a survey recently where it's come out where I think the title is most people are not buying gun control, they're buying guns or something like that. Well, that gets ignored, of course. So, this vigil for victims of, quote, gun violence, end quote. And here's the thing about this. This is the thing about when we're talking about victims. If we're going to talk victims of victims' rights and everything, according to Dr. John Lott, only 8% of all violent crime takes place with a gun. So, where is the care for the other 92% of victims of violence? Of violence. Gun violence is bad. You know, any kind of violence is bad, though. All violence is bad. And I never see that getting acknowledged. And I always think about a young lady named Gina Unalee. She was walking home in New York. She was, I think, 35 years old. A millennial. A professional. She was the creative director for some online web entity. And she's walking home from her apartment, and a homeless vagrant follows her because these doors have codes and magnetic locks and everything else. So they close really slowly. They don't slam shut. They just close. They just sort of swing shut very slowly. So as it's swinging shut very slowly, he gets in behind her. And he follows her to her apartment, and then he forces her into her apartment as she unlocks her door. And then he pushed her into a bathtub and stabbed her 41 times to death. I'm pretty sure she didn't come up last night at the vigil. And Biden, in his typical, hey, I'm Joe Biden, and I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, he said, even as our work continues to limit the number of bullets that can be in a cartridge, that just kills me, type of weapon that can be purchased and sold, attempt to ban assault weapons, a whole range of things. It's just common sense, just simple common sense. Now, the problem is that we know, because the Department of Justice has published a study on what his, you know, he claims the credit for the assault weapon ban. What we know the effect his assault weapon ban had in the United States when it was in effect for the 10 years that it was in effect from 94 to 2004. And, well, it was not much at all. Because crime was already going down when that went into effect. And today, in 2022, both Republicans and Democrats have been become increasingly pessimistic about the prospect of passing more gun control legislation. I mean, even Chris Murphy out of Connecticut is like, we don't have the votes. I don't think that's on the table, said Senator John Cornyn. And he was one of the supporters of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that Congress passed this past summer. Richard Blumenthal hinted to Fox News that a vote might not happen given the lack of support and the fact that Senate leadership has a lot on our plate and that they believe they can get done in the current lame duck session, but Blumenthal said he would still prefer a vote on some bill, even if it fails. I personally would like to be on the record. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing I love about politicians. They want to get on the record. Because once again, you know, we tried to pass some common sense gun control. And I'm on the record as having voted for it. I didn't actually accomplish it. But that should mean something to you. Mean something to me. On Wednesday, Blumenthal joined his Democrat colleague Dick Durbin and the March 4th Coalition, an anti-gun advocacy group, to host a press conference aimed at urging the Senate to pass the assault weapons ban in the lame duck session. So, let's be clear. The gun magazine ban bill approved by the House has never had the votes necessary for passage in the Senate, and Schumer isn't delusional enough to believe otherwise. And while Senate Democrats may deeply desire enacting Biden's gun ban, the president's repeated push for the Senate to act, it's also about setting the table for both state-level bans and executive actions in the coming year. A number of blue states, including Illinois, have already begun working on bills to ban semi-automatic rifles as quickly as possible, and the gun control lobby has been pushing for Biden's ATF to impose a federal ban through executive action, reclassifying some or all semi-automatic firearms, including handguns, as readily convertible to machine guns, which would bring them under the umbrella of the National Firearms Act. And see, here's the problem with that, and I think this would be argued in the Supreme Court. Guns are machines. And I hate to tell you boys this in the Senate and the gun-grabbing community, but it is sort of understood that any semi-automatic gun can be converted to fully automatic. And that's illegal. It's already illegal to do that. So, you know, you can get out there and make this argument and everything, but, you know, that you're going to be running into the wall. The Bruin decision is going to be the wall you're going to be running into as well. But the Senate won't be giving Joe Biden a gun ban for Christmas this year. Even so, the threat to the Second Amendment right won't disappear when the current session of Congress adjourns in just a few weeks. From sea to shining sea, we're going to see full frontal assaults on the right to keep and bear arms where Democrats think they have the votes to enact a gun ban, or where they think they can get away with a ban without holding a vote at all. Now, here's the thing. A lot of stuff that the progressives do is all based on language. It's all based on words. It's all based upon them, quote unquote, controlling the narrative. If they can control the narrative, they can and will, with the help of their accomplices here, the media, they can and will make you believe. Because they've studied Goebbels, too. Make you believe that they're in it for your well-being. your public health, your public safety. And if I have if I haven't done anything else in this first hour, I've been trying to highlight for you the doublespeak. Because on the one hand, we have given up an international arms dealer so that a marijuana-smoking WNBA basketball player can come home. Never mind any semblance of personal responsibility or anything, about her. We gave this guy clemency. We're putting him probably on first class. We're flying him back to Russia. He will go back into business. And, Brittany Griner will continue to not stand for the national anthem. She'll still decry the hierarchy and white supremacy and white privilege and all this other stuff. We have, on one hand, Democrats and Republicans telling you to give up your gun rights, and they're saying this is to keep you from killing yourself. And then in other states, in other circumstances, if you decide to kill yourself and you don't go, if you're willing to not go to a gun shop and instead go to your doctor, and you're like, listen, I wake up every morning, my knees hurt, I really would just like to be over this. They'll let you kill yourself in 48 hours. They'll help you. They'll help you do it. So this is not about your public health. It's never been about your public health, your public safety, any of that stuff. It's simply about control. And they're willing to control you even if it means they kill you. They kill you. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.